You're listening to a podcast from the Today program on BBC Radio 4.
Уважаемые гости, dear guests, the Russians say, if you're travelling to Russia for the World Cup, here is a piece of advice. Don't expect too many smiles. Russians don't smile much in public or indeed at strangers. But that doesn't mean that they're down in the dumps or being unfriendly. Our Moscow correspondent Steve Rosenberg is here to explain why many Russians enjoy a night on the frown.
In a classic Soviet cartoon, a raccoon and a monkey are skipping through the jungle, singing about the benefits of smiling. A smile, they croon, can clear the clouds. It can wake the rainbows. A smile can even get a grasshopper to play a violin. Well, maybe in the jungle it can, but not in Russia. Here, a smile can get you into trouble.
I once got stopped by police, and when I asked them why, they said, because you're smiling. That was suspicious.
Moscow film director Yulia Melamed saves her smiles for when she's out of the country.
When I go abroad, when I just landed, I take off my aggressive face and I put on my smiling face. And when I got back to Russia, I take off my smiling face because it would be suspicious. And I put on my gloomy face, my aggressive face, because that is culture. It doesn't mean that I would attack anyone, but it would be strange if I will smile.
So what is your advice then to the 1 million foreign football fans who will be descending on Russia?
Not to smile. Really, not to smile.
But don't be fooled by the frowns. Deep down, Russians are quite happy, really. Psychologist Tamara Gordieva of Moscow University has proved that scientifically.
The lack of smiles on Russian faces doesn't mean that the Russians are not happy, but just the display rules of emotions are different. So in America, it's important to smile everywhere. In Russia, it's quite different. It is expected that you smile only when you feel some sincere emotions. Even there are some proverbs which declare that when you smile without reason, it's like you're a stupid person.
Well, the intrepid reporter that I am, I've gone undercover in a Moscow post office to conduct a little experiment. Right now, all the customers and all the staff here are looking very serious, but I want to see if I can beat the system and make the Russian postal worker lady at the counter smile at me when I buy some stamps, just by me being extra friendly. Okay, here we go.
Здравствуйте. Две марки, пожалуйста, в Великобритании.
Well, I got my stamps. No smiles, though.
But what about tourists? The last thing Russia wants is for the national frown to frighten away the football fans. So, ahead of the World Cup, Russia is at least trying to project a friendlier face. At the Russian Railways Training Centre, train conductors are being taught how to smile at tourists. And I think they quite enjoy it. A poster on the wall points out that for a beautiful smile, you need to show between 8 and 12 upper teeth. The railway workers' smile instructor is Ilnara.
We need to teach them how to smile. We need to change their attitude. Because from the first impression depends how they will interact in the carriage.
No, this isn't the monkey house at Moscow Zoo. This is a class of laughter yoga. I'm watching three burly Russian men forcing themselves to belly laugh and grin and be generally ecstatic because they believe it's good for body and soul. Well, if they say so. I have declined to take part in this myself. But I'm glad I came, because this bizarre scene reflects one important thing about the Russian people. Okay, so Russians don't smile much in public. They can appear frosty, but goodness me, they can be great fun, too. Just the kind of people to put a smile on your face.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.